The pandemic may be ebbing, writes Michael Hitzik or Hiltzik at the LA Times. At least in the U.S. and some other well-vaccinated countries, but debate over the government public response to the crisis is destined to live on. They don't want us to give accounts of what they did. We must at all costs be prevented from a actual full and thorough, here I'll use the word correctly, a full thorough perusal of the lockdowns. That's certainly the case with government-ordered lockdowns, the most onerous and controversial policies imposed to keep people safe from the corona doom. Fortunately, they're also among the most widely studied policies, and research about their effectiveness is beginning to flow to economic and scientific journals. Lockdowns should be considered as an effective public health intervention to halt epidemic progression, says McGarbane et al. In a new study. Hey, man, take your study and stick it up your you-know-what and sit on it. You know what this is? You know what this is? This is trying to pave the way or make the case for, oh, just wait till you see what's going to happen when the vaccinations all start wearing off or have their actual effects to make people sick when flu season begins next October. Lockdown mania. That'll be phase three. Right now we're in phase two of everyone must be vaccinated or you're a grandma killer. Phase three will be not good enough to have been vaccinated. You must be re-vaccinated. Remember, this is a Malthusian, it's a global genocide event here. Not only do they want to kill because they're in the pay of the demons, they want to prevent future civilizations from even being born, which is why the children must be jabbed. See a picture of that. People like him pictures. See a picture yesterday of the Corona Doom jab lady who looked like she was dressed up for, as an extra on the set. The 1976 Michael Crichton film, The Andromeda Strain. It's an Andromeda. It's a cross. Look. Zoom in times 100,000. There it is. It's a Corona Doom, and it's on her lapel. Oh, no, not that. We want, and we will get, a complete top to bottom on available info anyway. Investigation on what these creeps knew, when did they know it, and why did they act upon it. The published data point to two related conclusions. Are you ready for this? This is from the LA Times, the third largest newspaper in America. What, Maggie? Oh, it's on my Twitter. Let me see if I can find it here. You got it? It's on my Twitter. First, lockdowns played a significant role in reducing infection rates. Is that true? Or did the end of flu season 2020 play the significant role? The sun got higher in the sky, the temperatures got warmer, the virus can't live at plus 82 degrees, and it went into dormancy, and the usual end of flu season happened exactly as you would expect it without the corona doom. They want to take credit for it. Second, so does that mean in all the years that preceded it, what caused the end of flu season then? Lockdowns? Second, they had a very modest role in producing economic damage. You want to bet? Go tell the 2 million restaurateurs who have had their entire lives' work ripped out from under them, stolen, and then permanently shuttered, that there was minimal damage. You see how these people in these ivory towers just sneer down their noses and like, you little peasant, we did great things for you peasants. You should be on your knees groveling to us because we saved you. Conversely, lifting lockdowns has done very little to spur economic resurgence. Maybe that has something to do with the misdirection of resources, with the Federal Reserve sucking $6 trillion out of the economy, laundering it, and then injecting it back in as inflated currency. Maybe that has a little something to do with it. By the way, you can't have it both ways, Mr. Hiltzik. You can't have shortages of chicken out there. That means people are buying more chickens. You can't have 2x4s at $12 per 2x4x8 when it used to be $1.49 for a 2x4 1 year ago, unless people are building many, many, many more houses. Which is it? Some of the evidence for both propositions has been expertly compiled by Noah Smith, a former finance professor now writing economic commentary for Bloomberg. I can't wait for people to get a hold of this study and rip it to shreds. Now look, you don't need empirical data to rip it to shreds. We can rip it to shreds on the anecdotal evidence of what you and I have been enduring the last 15 months thanks to these creeps. By the way, this is, I got to grab this graphic. This is funny. How many of you, if you're on Twitter, saw the video? I know Barrett saw it because he's where I saw it. Saw the video of the woman taking a quarter pounder with cheese, French fries, loading it up with mustard and ketchup, and then putting it in a Ninja blender. Blending it all up, sticking it in then a pantyhose leg, putting it inside aluminum foil, and sticking it in the fridge. And then the next day, voila! You've got quarter pounder with cheese and French fry biscuits. And the kids all go nuts. Somebody, one of the people that commented on that was like, we need to abolish stay-at-home childless white women now. And then he posted this graphic that I'll put in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat right under that. I'm going like, okay, that's funny. As a matter of fact, we should save this graphic. I call it the Call Thanos graphic. So that we can get some people just snapped out of existence. The lockdown issue, continues Hiltzik, is not moot at all, however. It is being kept alive by pandemic politics, which will endure. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis thinks he'll be able to run for president in 2024 based on his having outlawed lockdowns in much of his state without suffering in COVID statistics and protect his economy. Neither claim is true, as we've shown, but that doesn't mean he won't be repeating them. This guy is absolutely delusional. This is fake news. This is, all right, what do you want to make up? What do you want people to believe? Florida is the worst state in the union to be in right now. Everyone is dying and sick. And DeSantis caused it all by ending precious lockdown policies. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. Why don't somebody that lives in Florida give us a call and tell us if it's true? This is, again, what I call the Corona cover-up 1.0. Corona cover-up has begun. Now children will be regaled with stories next fall. Let's go back to the wonder year that was spring and summer and fall of 2020. Some of the best of times we've ever had in our country, when so many people were so happy with how they had to stay home and were locked down, and they had to wear masks all the time, indoors and outdoors, and they weren't allowed to see grandma the day before she died. This was the happiest moments of all of our lives, children. Why don't we make a drawing and color it in for our parents and bring it home? Just as you remember the joy and the happiness of lockdown. That's what this creep is writing at the LA Times. The joy and happiness and productivity of lockdown, of being made a prisoner in your own house. Can you believe this? But that's exactly what they're doing. You know why? Because they lie. And they lie as a natural course. What's unnatural? An unnatural, natural course of action. They lie, 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 and they can't help themselves. Lying to them is like you and I having a conversation. If they're not lying, they feel like something's wrong. On the other side of the coin, writes Mr. Hiltzik at the LA Times, California's relatively stringent and far-reaching lockdowns are a centerpiece of the Republican Party's campaign to derail Democrat Governor Gavin Gruesome Newsom. Never mind that due in part to its residents having taken stay-at-home rules, social distancing and masking seriously, California now boasts among the lowest case hospitalization and death rates in the nation, as well as a recovering and booming economy. Lies. Lies. No one benefits outside of Bezos and the delivery services from a lockdown. It's an abomination. It's against human nature, for heaven's sake. But that doesn't stop the propaganda. Because now that they've done it, now they must normalize it. Now it must be in the indispensable toolbox of every politician in any Democrat society in the world that if you need to, you can lock your population down.